And now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Namaste and good morning, Radio UM listeners. After a little break last week, we are back again today with another episode of Daisy Vibes Only. I'm your speaker Savia, and today I'm going to dive with you all into a very special and important topic. This month is about autism awareness. Particularly, the 2nd of April was the International Day dedicated to this important matter. Now, I know Bollywood is all about colors, songs, and larger-than-life stories, but every now and then, it also shines a light on important social issues, helping people see the world through a different lens. And that's exactly what we're going to explore today. How Bollywood has portrayed autism and neurodiversity, what it got right, where it could do better, and of course, some incredible films that have left a lasting impact. So, whether you're a Bollywood newbie or someone who's already watched the same movie 100 times, stay tuned because this episode is going to be eye-opening, emotional, and as always, fun, I hope. Ready? Let's start then. Okay, so autism or autism spectrum disorder, ASD, is a neurodevelopment condition that affects how a person communicates, interacts, and experiences the world. It's called a spectrum because it includes a wide range of abilities and challenges. Some people with autism may need significant support in daily life, while others are highly independent and excel in specialized fields. They might have unique strengths like incredible memory, deep focus, or artistic talents. It's complex, it's diverse, and most importantly, it's human. Bollywood has over the years tried to represent autism and other neurodivergent issues in different ways. Some beautiful, some exaggerated, may I say, and some that sparked big debates. And even though the industry hasn't always been consistent in representing autism accurately, there have been some remarkable attempts. One of the most impactful films in this space, I think, is Tare Zameen Par from 2007, directed by Aamir Khan, the actor himself. And the film tells the story of Ishan, a kid who struggles in school because of dyslexia, which is an issue that is often misunderstood. I know dyslexia and autism are different, but let me tell you that this film did an amazing job of highlighting how children who think differently, maybe because of dyslexia, ADHD, autism, or any other condition, are often labeled as problem kids, when what they actually need is understanding and support. Aamir Khan, who not only was the director of this movie but also embodied the character of an art teacher, helps Ishan find his confidence, making this film a must-watch for anyone who wants to understand learning differences better. But that's not the only movie worth mentioning. Bollywood, in fact, especially nowadays with its influence, can shape how society views neurodiversity, and that's where films like Barfi come into the picture. Barfi from 2012, directed by Anurag Basu, is a brilliant example of Bollywood portraying differently abled characters with depth and dignity. And while the film is primarily a romantic drama, which revolves around Barfi, a deaf-mute guy, it also offers an insightful look at neurodivergence. The character Jilmil, played by Priyanka Chopra, has autism, and her portrayal avoids stereotypes. And she's not just someone who needs to be fixed or pitied. Instead, she's a fully realized individual with emotions, desires, and the ability to love and be loved. What many people, including myself, found special about Barfi is how it focuses on human connections rather than making autism the sole defining trait of Jilmin's character. The film tells the heartwarming story of love, friendship, and acceptance, showing that relationships are about understanding rather than perfection. And Priyanka Chopra's performance was widely praised for its sensitivity, and the film itself was India's official entry to the Academy Awards that year. One of the most significant films that brought autism into the mainstream conversation, however, was My Name is Khan from 2010. This film, directed by Karan Johar, stars Shah Rukh Khan as Rizwan Khan, a man with Asperger's syndrome, which is part of the autism spectrum. Rizwan's character is highly intelligent and has an extraordinary ability to repair mechanical objects, but he struggles with social cues and eye contact. His journey in the film is deeply emotional, and after facing personal tragedy and discrimination post 9/11, he embarks on a mission to prove that he is not a terrorist, challenging stereotypes about race, religion, and neurodiversity. And what makes My Name is Khan powerful is its humanized portrayal of autism. Unlike many films that depict neurodivergent characters as either geniuses or helpless, Rizwan is portrayed with nuance. He is kind, brave, determined, and capable of love. Moreover, the film also highlights misunderstanding and prejudices that people with autism face, such as being labeled weird or incapable. And you know what? Shah Rukh Khan prepared extensively for this role, consulting with doctors and autism specialists to ensure an authentic representation. His performance was widely praised, and the film not only became a global success but also sparked conversations about autism awareness in India, a country where neurodivergence was still largely misunderstood at the time. Moreover, while some Bollywood films go deep into understanding and portraying autism with care and sensitivity, like Barfi or My Name is Khan, others have taken a more subtle or symbolic route. And what's fascinating is how this topic has made its way even into the most commercial mainstream Bollywood films, like Doom 3 from 2013. Now, that movie is all about action, bikes, and big stunts. But tucked inside that storyline, Aamir Khan plays double roles of twin brothers, the main characters of the movie, and one of whom, Samar, shows signs of being on the spectrum. He is socially withdrawn, struggles with communication, and lives a very sheltered life. More specifically, he is quiet, anxious in social settings, and dependent on his brother Sahir. While the movie never labels him explicitly and it doesn't really focus on his autism, it uses his more as a narrative twist, a plot device, a way to create contrast and emotional depth. And while that might not be a fully developed portrayal, it shows something that I really wanted to highlight to you all. It proves that even the biggest Bollywood blockbusters are starting to make space for characters who are different, who don't fit in the mold, and who reflect the real diversity of people out there. So it shows that awareness, even if not always perfectly executed, is slowly finding its way into every corner of Indian cinema. So whether it's a small indie gem or a full-blown action movie, I can say that Bollywood is learning, slowly but surely, that every story matters. And hopefully, as time goes on, we'll see more thoughtful, nuanced portrayals that help build understanding, spark conversations, and most importantly, create empathy. So here's the big question. Has Bollywood really helped create awareness about autism, or has it misrepresented it at times? Well, personally, I think that while these films started conversations, as I said before, there's still a long way to go in representing autism in a way that is both accurate and respectful, as in other worldwide film industries as well. What do you think about it? Okay, so to start our musical break, let's turn up the energy with Firework by Katy Perry. This song is all about embracing who you are and shining bright no matter what challenges come your way. It's an anthem of self-confidence and believing in yourself, which is exactly what we want to highlight today. So whether you're listening at home, in the car, or on a walk, just remember, you're a firework and the world needs your light.
Across the sky.
Okay, and that was Firework by Katy Perry. Alright, now let's move away from the screen for a moment and talk about Bollywood's real-life contributions towards autism awareness and support with BolliSchool. Because Bollywood isn't just about entertainment, it also has the power to create awareness and inspire change. Over the years, several initiatives, celebrities and organizations connected to the industry have played a role in supporting people with autism and spreading awareness about neurodiversity. Let's start with Shah Rukh Khan. Now, we all know as the king of Bollywood, but apart from portraying Rizwan Khan in the movie My Name is Khan, he has actively contributed to various social causes, including autism awareness. His Mir Foundation, which primarily focuses on helping acid attack survivors and underprivileged children, has also extended support to children with disabilities, including autism. And he has also participated in charity events and collaborated with organizations working for special education and therapy programs. Also, another influential figure in Bollywood, Amitabh Bachchan, has supported multiple causes related to children with disabilities. In fact, he has been part of initiatives that raise funds for autism centers, and his involvement in campaigns for child health and education has indirectly helped in spreading awareness about autism as well. And it's not just them. The actor Aamir Khan, after making Tare Zameen Par, became an advocate for special education in India. He worked with schools to promote better learning environments for kids with learning disabilities and development disorders. Also, many other Bollywood stars have been seen promoting events that raise funds and awareness for autism. For instance, Hrithik Roshan, who has spoken openly about overcoming his struggles with dyslexia, has been involved in events supporting children with learning disabilities, including autism. And many celebrities participate in annual charity galas and marathons that fund therapy and special education programs. But beyond actors, Bollywood films also are set to become more inclusive. There have been initiatives where special screening of films were organized for children with autism in environments where they feel comfortable. Dim lights, reduced sound and flexible seating, for example. And some production houses have also started hiring neurodiverse individuals in roles that align with their strength, from editing to music composition. While there have been a few impactful portrayals of neurodivergence in Bollywood, I believe there's still a long way to go in terms of authentic representation. Recently, more filmmakers are considering projects that focus on neurodiverse characters, ensuring that their stories are told with accuracy and dignity. There have been talks about creating more inclusive storytelling in Bollywood where neurodiverse characters aren't just side plots but central to the narrative. So, as Bollywood evolves, I might say there's hope that more films and celebrities will contribute to autism awareness, making Indian cinema a platform for both representation and real change. Now, let's slow things down a little with Photograph by Ed Sheeran. This song is all about cherishing memories with loved ones, something that ties in beautifully with today's theme. Ed's lyrics remind us that even when people aren't physically around, love can be preserved in small moments, like in a photograph. So take a deep breath, close your eyes, and let this song take you on a journey of nostalgia and love.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know, know. I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes. On 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
We just listened to Ed Sheeran with Photograph. Now let's take a step away from the stream for a moment and check out what's buzzing in Bollywood, shall we? So, as recently it was Eid al-Fitr, and it's one of the most celebrated festivals in Bollywood, both on and off the screen. Let me just say that Eid is a time of grand film releases, star-studded parties, and heartfelt moments shared with fans. Over the years, in fact, Bollywood has gifted audiences with some of the biggest blockbusters released during Eid, from movies like Bajrangi Bhaijaan to Sultan to Pathaan and many more. But it's not just about movies. Eid celebrations in Bollywood are known for the lavish iftar parties hosted by stars like Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan, where the who's who of the industry gather to enjoy a traditional feast. Fans also get to see actors stepping out to greet them, a tradition that continues year after year till date. Speaking of Eid releases, this year we got Sikandar, one of the most anticipated films of 2025, about which I briefly talked to you guys with the release of its teaser. Starring Salman Khan and directed by A.R. Murugados, Sikandar promised high-octane action, emotional drama, and of course, the larger-than-life persona of the actor Salman Khan himself. The film, which has already generated a buzz with its teaser, showcasing intense fight sequences and intriguing storyline, with its Eid release, got the audience to have sky-high expectations and fans to fill the movie theaters. I haven't watched it yet, but there's a rumor that it might get released in some theaters here in Italy also. So if that happens, I will watch it and let you guys know what I think about it. But if not, we'll wait together for it to be released on any streaming platform. But there's more excitement coming with the upcoming film Jatt, which hit theaters on April 10th, so tomorrow. Starring the actor Sunny Deol in a powerful role, Jatt is set to be an action-packed thriller with deep emotional moments. The film also features Regina Cassandra and Randeep Hooda, with the story focusing on the struggles of Jatt community. The film is directed by Gopichand Marineni, and as the cast say, Jatt is expected to deliver a gripping combination of high-energy action and thought-provoking themes. Also, if you are in the mood for something different, the movie Test release on Netflix on the 4th of April is a Tamil language film starring Madhavan, Nayanthara and Siddharth. And it is much more than just a cricket movie. It explores the lives of three individuals, each facing their own battles, against the backdrop of a historic match in Chennai. So whether you're a cricket fan or just love a well-told story about resilience and determination, Test is the one to watch. So keep an eye out for these releases, and also, as always, stay tuned for more updates from the world of Bollywood.
Desi vibes only.
Okay, so now before we finish off with our last segment, I picked a song that beautifully expresses the joy of love and finding solace in a simple, peaceful life. It's called Aashiya from the movie Barfi, and it's a heartwarming track that captures the innocence and warmth of the relationship between the two main characters. Even though the movie portrays people with disabilities, the song conveys a sense of freedom and lightness, where love is not defined by words but by connection and emotions. One of the most poignant lines in the song is Itti si hasi, itti si khushi, itta sa tukda chand ka, khabo ke tinko se, chal banaye Aashiya. And the translation of this goes like, with such a little laugh, such a little joy, and a tiny piece of the moon from the threads of dreams, let's build a home together. These lyrics, sung with the amazing vocals of swingers Shreya Ghoshal and Nikhil Paul George, capture the essence of love and happiness. The little things that create something beautiful and meaningful. In the context of Barfi, the song speaks to the innocent and pure connection between the characters, who find a Aashiya, which means a home, not in a physical place, but in each other. It's a gentle reminder that sometimes in the simple things in life brings the most joy and peace. So put the volume up and enjoy the tunes of Aashiya. That was Asia. I hope you liked it. All right, so for today's last segment, Lights, Camera, Bollywood, I've got not one, but two incredible Bollywood films that align with our theme in different ways. First is Black from 2005, a masterpiece by Sanjay Leela Bhansali, starring Amitabh Bachchan and Rani Mukherjee. And while Black doesn't specifically focus on autism, it is a landmark film in Bollywood for its portrayal of disability, resilience, and the power of education, which I think perfectly goes with today's theme. It is inspired by the real-life story of Helen Adams Keller, who was an American author and disability rights advocate. The story follows the character of Michelle McNally, played by Rani Mukherjee. Michelle is a deaf-blind girl who is struggling to connect with the world. Her life, however, changes when she meets Debraj Sahai, played by Amitabh Bachchan, an unconventional but passionate teacher who refuses to give up on her. The film therefore showcases her journey from isolation to empowerment, highlighting how patience, understanding, and the right guidance can make all the difference for individuals with disabilities. Amitabh Bachchan delivers one of his most intense and heartfelt performances as Debraj, a teacher who himself battles early onset Alzheimer's while trying to shape Michelle's future. And let me say that the film doesn't shy away from showing the challenges of disabilities, but it also radiates hope and perseverance. On the other hand, the director Sanjay Leela Bhansali, known for his grand visuals, as you may have heard recently on Daisy Vibes Only, takes a different approach here. The cinematography is in fact dark and atmospheric, reflecting Michelle's world without sight or sound. And the film's storytelling is emotional yet inspiring, leaving the audience with a deeper understanding of the struggles faced by individuals with disabilities and their families. Also, Black won multiple Filmfare Awards, including Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Actress, and remains one of Bollywood's most acclaimed films. It's available on streaming platforms like Netflix, making it an excellent choice for those who want to experience a Bollywood film that's both emotionally profound and socially impactful. So, if you're looking for a movie that celebrates resilience and the transformative power of education, Black is a must-watch. And of course, I couldn't avoid mentioning the movie Tare Zameen Par for this segment. Even though I already talked about it today, this Aamir Khan film tells the emotional journey of a dyslexic child struggling in a rigid school system until a compassionate teacher recognizes his unique abilities. In other words, while those around this kid see him as lazy and troublemaking, this one teacher recognizes that Ishan's challenges are not due to lack of effort, but something deeper. Though it focuses on dyslexia rather than autism, I found its core message about understanding neurodiversity and supporting children with learning differences incredibly relevant. So I highly recommended you to watch it. And don't worry, you can watch this on YouTube also. So whether you're watching Black for its breathtaking performances or Tare Zameen Par for its heartfelt storytelling, both films offer a meaningful perspective on embracing individuals with different abilities. I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode. I hope this conversation made you see Bollywood and maybe even the world a little differently. Awareness and understanding can go a long way, and cinema has the power to change perspectives. So if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to tune in next time for another Bollywood deep dive, guys, and catch past episode of Daisy Vibes Only on our website www.radioyulm.it. Also, you can let me know by dropping a message to the number 3311438923, your thoughts, questions, or anything related to Daisy Vibes Only. And before going, one last thing. हर इंसान अपने तरीके से अनोखा होता है समझने की कोशिश करें बदलने की नहीं विच मीन्स एवरी पर्सन इज यूनिक इन देयर ओन वे ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड देम नॉट चेंज देम थैंक्स फॉर ट्यूनिंग इन आई एम योर स्पीकर साविया एंड आई विल सी यू ऑल इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड टिल देन कीप स्प्रेडिंग काइंडनेस एंड ऑफ कोर्स कीप लविंग बॉलीवुड सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक